Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona. Today, it gives me great pleasure and honor to interview Margaret Dewey from the community of Dewey Humboldt, Arizona. How's it going, Margaret?
Fine, thanks.
You have a really interesting background. Just do a little potpourri on like what you've done over the past 20, 30 years.
40 years.
40.
Actually, I came to Arizona, Tucson, in 1979 to be an archaeologist. I was studying dendrochronology and garbology at the U of A. Somehow I took a turn and ended up in criminal justice, and for 20 years I worked in criminal justice, and then for 10 years I worked in a community college as a student advisor, and then I retired.
I really do want to highlight your role on the garbology project.
I was raised in a suburb of Chicago, and I was watching the Phil Donahue show, and Bill Rathjay was on it talking about garbage. You know, like every 18-year-old rebellious child wanted to leave home and go somewhere else, so I decided I was going to come to Tucson and study garbage. I came here, and I was taking anthropology courses, and I did several semesters where we went out to the transfer station and or the dumps and sorted through garbage, and then for a little while I worked for him, too, as a lab assistant.
So what are some interesting findings from sifting through humans' garbage and the landfill waste?
I was just the grunt work. We just pulled stuff out. So in terms of scientific findings or statistical findings, I really didn't have much to do with that. But it was during the time, too, what one of the things Bill Rathjay would talk about was, like, there was that meat shortage. And actually, people would buy more meat, or the meat prices were real high, whatever it is. And it was that whole sociological reaction that instead of people, you know, being more careful about meat, they would buy excess and more would go to waste. So it's when people get worried and they hoard things and then they don't use it properly and it would go to waste.
Wow.
And of course, that was back at the beginning of environmental consciousness, and we, you know, they were doing a lot of research on packaging and how much of the waste was the garbage was packaging, how much was leftover food, how much was edible food.
So talk to me a little about what you do now with the University of Arizona.
Well, I am one of your promotoras for Project Harvest. We help citizens in the community become citizen scientists, as well as we're collecting data for the U of A to analyze from Superfund sites. So Dewey Humboldt has participants collect rainwater off their roof and then either analyze it themselves or we submit it to you for sampling. We factor in all these things and we do a lot of interviewing with the folks. And at first it can be a little tedious, but when they understand the reason, it's helpful because we look at what's their roof made out of, what's their gutter, what are their gutters made out of, what's their catchment material, their cistern, their bucket, their water barrel, what's it made out of, and how are they watering the plants. So we find out, is the water, you know, coming off your roof having certain contaminants, and then is it getting into your garden? And then we're also collecting soil and plant samples. So just because the water may be contaminated, is it getting in the soil and is it getting in the plants?
So here's the question of the, you know, the century, right? You're on KXEI, like, you listen to music?
Not a whole lot.
Oh, wow.
I do more Broadway music and stuff like that. But I also like theme songs and movies. And probably one of the songs that hits the most with me is Kermit the Frog's Rainbow Connection.
What?
Kermit sings it in his first ever Muppet movie.
Oh, God. I need to see
about
that.
About being there a frog in the swamp and the beauty of life and believing in dreams.
It's an honor, and I'm super thankful to be working along your side in Dewey Humboldt, and I'm so happy that you're part of the University of Arizona family. So thanks so much, Margaret.
Well, thank you. It's fun to be back at the U of A, and you're a great inspiration and teacher.
Ah, thank you very much.
So Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, the